We don't make it rain on booty cheeks. We don't make it rain on strippers. We only reverence one stripper. And that's the one that took off glory to put on humanity and then get butt naked on a cross to die for both you and me. The only stripper I'm in love with is Jesus.
This coming from a man who took a sacred vow of marriage to the biggest slut in the Western Hemisphere.
There's something here.
1, 2, 3.
Get that.
You're a boy in a man's world. And I'm a man who loves to play with boys. What the? No, wait a minute.
That's a class act.
For soiling your motorbike with milk.
Motorbike?
As they would say on the streets, my bad.
Hey, he's with it. He's...
Where'd it come from?
That son of a bitch!
Why, Triple H? You son of a bitch! Why? Tell me why! Damn Triple H! Damn his soul! You son of a bitch! Don't you hit her!
Alrighty, folks, we are back. It has been at least since maybe May. I might have said that a little too fast. Maybe May that I've sat in the car and recorded the cast. This, for maybe you new listeners or maybe people that listen that don't even know or don't even really give a fuck, I'm going to tell you anyways. The car typically was my recording spot. As of late, I've just been recording it low-key laying down on my bed. I got to the point now to where I can almost literally and figuratively cast while I sleep. I can create fucking magic while I'm laying down, at least. There's a joke in there somewhere about not being able to do it during sex or some shit like that. You guys think of the joke, make yourself laugh. So it's been since May since I've recorded the cast in the car. I may have just got a little high, allegedly. I am staring the full moon in the face right now. I was trying to figure out how I kind of wanted to tell this story, or just kind of the recap of the events of my life. I'm coming to you completely cold. I haven't looked up shit about shit in the world. So there's that. I just haven't, it's not that I haven't given a fuck. It's just that, it's like, I know already, you know what I mean? And I'm not even trying to be, what's the word? I think maybe cynical. I'm not trying to be cynical about it, but it's just like I know, like I know they're about to do another lockdown. You know, that may have been, I really don't even want to fucking get into it. But remember when I was saying that they're going to try to do some shit to maybe not let the next election happen? It might be the same shit where just another virus pops up and you know the fucking play. I know. And I hope that you know now. And if you did know, you know, hopefully you're ready for something. Let's see here. Recap. See, I don't know if I want to tell y'all from not this past Saturday, which today is Monday. What is this? What the fuck is today's day? It's Monday. Hopefully I'm still recording. Monday, August 28th. August 19th. So I didn't know how I wanted, you know, I kind of wanted to do in like an Inception type style of storytelling, or just kind of like where I start telling you a story, but you don't know if it's the past or if it's the present or if I'm even making this whole shit up. But I'll start from August, what was it? August 19th, so last Saturday. Went to go watch the Sugar Sean and Aljamain Sterling fight. More on that later. I guess I'm about to tell the whole story now. I'm not even going to do fucking later. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Went to go watch the Sugar Sean Aljamain Sterling fight with my homie Blaze. Blaze is a dude that I fuck with extremely heavy. And I talk about that, and I'll tie that in here in a second. But pause and no homo if any of that shit sounded suspect. Went over to Blaze's house to watch the fucking fight. Allegedly ate. I was only originally planning to eat 1 gram of mushrooms to just, you know, kind of chill. Allegedly. This is all fucking alleged. But I got a... Someone who isn't me got his hands. This whole story, again, this is someone who isn't me. I'm just a comedian. So someone who isn't me got his hands on a strain of mushrooms called B++, and went to go watch the Sugar Sean Aljamain Sterling fight at Blaze's house. This is going to be hard. I pick Aljamain Sterling to win. And I honestly thought he was going to do what he did to Corey Sandhagen and get his fucking back and choke Sugar Sean out. That's what I was imagining. But I wanted to see a good fight. I like Sugar Sean. But this is where the story gets crazy. So I'd say... I usually plan out whenever I watch the fights and I want to take mushrooms, allegedly, which has been my my favorite go-to on Saturdays, is, you know, I eat them right around 9 o'clock, and that's around the same time the main card starts for the UFC. So by the time the co-main event and then the main event is going, I'm like, I want to be like full, you know, it, I haven't, you know, think of it as going to the, you know, the upside down, but this upside down is an amazing upside down. But I like to be leaning at like an obtuse, no, probably at a more closer, you know, a closer angle than that. You know, I like to be fucking damn near parallel to the line itself. Like I'm sideways, you know, but I just haven't dipped into the you know, the underworld. But this underworld, again, it's an amazing place. Saying the underworld doesn't do it justice. It's I've been calling it director mode. That's probably not doing its thing either, because you're not really in fucking control. But it's So anyways, let me get on with the fucking story. Sugar Sean knocks out Aljamain Sterling round two. Snipe the fuck out of him. A fucking beautiful shot. And then grounds and pounds his face. As my homeboy did, my homeboy Dez said when he texted me, dribble that nigga's head off the canvas. That's exactly what Sean O'Malley did. He dribbled Aljamain Sterling's head. And I picked Aljo, but he dribbled his head off the canvas with his fist. When he wins, it's, you know, me, Blaze, and then Hunter, who was there. We were, you know, I'm gonna block out all the names. We're all cheering, and as we're cheering, like something inside of me, like pause again, but something like a voice inside of me was like, it was like, oh, but Sugar Sean had a whole year to wait for the fight, you know, out like, you know, they made Aljo fight. He just had a fight 3 months ago, and he was coming off of an injury. It's like a super flash. I felt like a tinge of jealousy, but then I didn't think about it anymore. So hop in the car, you know, probably shouldn't be driving, but it's okay enough to drive now. You know, the effects are wearing off now. It was, again, it was an amazing strain, B++, allegedly. I've never tried it, but I've heard that it's an amazing strain. Does that, hops in the car, starts driving home. And like, as soon as I hop in the car, like crank it up and start it, that thought hits me again with Sugar Sean. Like I get upset. Like, again, when that little tinge of jealousy, like, I swear it was for like a flash. It was like for a fraction of a second. And then we went back to talking with, you know, the participants at the party. But as soon as I get in the car, that's like, I question myself as to why I got jealous. And I start answering this shit in my head. And as I'm driving, like, the psilocybin is still in there, you know? It's like, it's still there. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, you still feel that shit. But the peak of it, it's, you know, you weren't at the peak of it. So I'm driving and I'm having like a full blown argument with my fucking self as I'm going down fucking 35, fucking windows down. Motherfuckers in Texas do not know how to drive for fucking shit, let alone on a fucking Saturday night after they've been fucking drinking or trying to go drink. Bro, it was fucking chaos. Champed it, made it fucking home. And as soon as I got home, head at the pillow, again, all I could fucking think about was fucking why I was jealous. I was like, yo, are you fucking gay? Like, I was so mad that I like could not stop thinking about it. And I know it was the psilocybin, allegedly, that, you know, it's the reason why I kept, you know, it's the reason why it was constant. And I think maybe the lesson in that was, because there was a lesson to be had, because I could not understand like why I was jealous and why I felt that way about another man who has absolutely no bearing on my life. I was like, yeah, I predicted Aljo would win publicly on Instagram, and somehow that bothered me. Like there was a part of me that wanted to go delete that post the next morning, and I didn't. If anybody that listens to me, follows me, if you saw it in the morning, you know I didn't. You could vouch. You could call Mark fucking Zuckerberg and the good people over at Meta yourself, and you could verify that motherfucker stayed on. I didn't delete it, but yeah, I couldn't figure it out. But again, I think the lesson to be had was just that, like you shouldn't feel that way. And I don't now, but, I don't know. Yeah. The fact that was there, I did not like about myself. Like, I had to go fucking punish myself in the next morning and, do a hard ass fucking workout. 'Cause I felt like such a bitch for being jealous for that fraction of a second. That was last Saturday, and let's see, I think that was pretty much about it. Or that was last Saturday, the 19th. And again, this is all a legend. then this past Saturday, the 26th, had a fucking an amazing trip. I ate about 2 grams of mushies, and went to listen to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon album. And it just so happened that the moon, it wasn't at as full as it is now, but it was getting there. And whenever you're on fucking mushrooms, like, some shit happens to where you could see shit, like, a lot clearer, like, and that's an understatement, but you see shit, you can fucking see shit. I was staring at the fucking moon, and, I swear to God, if you stare at the sky long enough, and this was what's fucking crazy, because as I was listening to this album, part of the moon was like, it was covered by clouds, and, you know, I was just staring at it, like, I'm a full fucking sky watcher, because part of me is like, is that moon even fucking real? Like, or like, what is it? You know what I mean? And if it's real, is that motherfucker alive itself? Like, these are my retarded ass thoughts. So if you stare at the sky long enough, especially if you're on fucking psilocybin, the fucking sky the sky tells you a story. And I know that sounds weird as shit, that is something that at least for me, I don't know if it's universal, but I can imagine that it is universal. But the sky will almost fucking tell you a story. It will entertain you. I've had a star to where I felt was watching over me. Which, again, it's weird ass shit, but like, I've seen other stars in the sky, but I've like noticed one and felt like some like symbiotic, some weird energy, but I swear to God, I felt it. And again, it's more than likely 99.9% all in my fucking head. But I swear to God, the sky will tell you, you will see some shit in the clouds and the stars. Them bitches will like almost turn like on a dial. It is like the clouds will do some weird shit. It's fucking, you can make of it what you will, but this was me listening to fucking Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, while staring at the fucking, clouds and the earth while staring at the moon. I swear to God, I saw at least an outline of a giant in a cloud that was coming from the river up into the sky. Again, could be all in my fucking head, but I saw that fucking shit. It was, if anybody's ever seen Attack on Titan, think Colossal Titan. It almost, and I haven't seen it, like, I haven't watched Attack since maybe last year, since the half of the fourth season, you know, still waiting for the fucking other half. I'm sure, I don't know if it's the fourth, it might, I don't know. But, but I swear to God, I saw, like, what looked to be an outline of a giant through clouds that, I swear, there was a cloud low enough where it was, like, just coming up off the, it's what I saw, man. It's what I fucking saw. I listened to that while staring at the fucking moon and staring at the sky is crazy. And so that was just the peak part. But these mushrooms are so fucking amazing, allegedly, because like they, I swear to God, I felt every single muscle fiber, every single muscle, I felt everything in my body. And my first dumbass thought, I was like, oh, yo, this is what a like professional athlete probably feels like in his prime, like where he's so in tune with his fucking body. Like when I was walking, like I like felt like my fucking glutes and my hamstrings pause, no homo, like activate. It was so fucking crazy. They do something, and I felt that way that last Saturday. Same fucking thing to where the fucking, my body, you know, after the peak, you know, the peak is, it's like a smooth fucking ride, you know what I mean? The peak is great, but that afterwards, bro, I felt like my whole fucking body, like everything was fucking, like, it, again, I don't think I can make sense of it, or if it does make sense, you know, you probably just don't believe, but you would have to know, like, I wish everybody can experience shit like that. You would, like, how I fucking felt was, it was fucking crazy. Like, I was feeling, like, my, like, left pelvic area, like, muscle fiber engage. Yeah, it was fucking, I don't know, like, I've never felt my body like that pause, like, to where it was like, I don't know, man, the mind-muscle-body connection, for those of you that know what that is, for those of you that don't, it's a thing whenever you're doing, like, any sort of resistance exercise, and you're trying to focus on said area that you're trying to work out, there's a you connect your mind to that part, so that way you can feel the contraction on whatever movement you're doing. Yeah, I felt that shit, but times a million. I never felt that, like, where the whole fucking body was completely fucking activated. Yeah, then I thought I was getting a booty call. This chick calls me, and she's like trying to get some, she's allegedly trying to get some green. And I just spoke, that's also what I do while I'm allegedly tripping on, psilocybin mushrooms, B++. I like to smoke a little bit of weed because it just takes it to the next fucking level. So I didn't have any, but I thought, you know, she was calling for something else. And, so she was trying to come over, and I was like, yeah, cool. But then she wanted, like, her friend to come with her. And it's like, normally if I had just smoked, then, you know, yeah, it would have been cool. Like, I could have played host a little bit, but, when I'm on like mushrooms, like I have a, like I can give one person attention, and you know, like sensual attention, and not sensual, not sexual, you know, it's different. Like if it goes there, it goes there. But you know, like, you know, sensual stimulating shit, you know what I mean? Like flirty conversations, you know, all types of mannerisms and shit. but yeah. Yeah, she wanted to bring her friend over, so it wasn't what I thought it was. And then I was like, that wasn't like fucking anything. I don't even know why I told the story. Don't let them fool you with the next virus. Yeah, do not let them fool you with the next virus, the next shot. They're already talking about a new shot where, you know, it's going to be funded by our fucking money. And they're going to try to recommend it again for everybody. They do not stop with this shit. I don't know, man. It's, yeah, I don't know. I swear to God, fool me once, shame on you. I didn't get fooled, but this is for the masses. Fool me once, shame on you. You know, if motherfuckers get fooled again, they're, man, I don't fucking know. I don't want to say they won, but I mean, they will never stop again. It's fucking, they're going to try some shit. Man, all fucking last week, I skated, I bladed. I swear to God, I remember being a kid and watching Rocket Power thinking I would give my fucking, I wish, I wanted to be Otto and Twister so fucking bad. Like, that's all I wanted to do. And I could never get a pair of fucking aggressive inline skates. I had a pair of rollerblades. Like I always had like the whack shit, but I had shit. So you know what I mean? It's like, I can't complain because I had shit, you know? But like, I've always wanted a BMX bike with like pegs. And my grandma got me a bike. I was so happy. I was like, you know, I thought it was the one. And she gets me a fucking mountain bike. Yeah, still awesome, but not as awesome, you know what I mean? So I want to say right before the pandemic started, I bought me a pair of skates because I saw my homeboy who I went to elementary all the way through fucking high school with. I seen him skating and I was like, yeah, I've always wanted to do that shit. Let me get in. Something just sparked in me. And I was like, let me get in. And I had them and, you know, I would just skate around in them for a bit, you know, just trying to get used to the feeling of being back on a pair of like skates and call them blades to make them sound cool, on a pair of blades. And I say maybe in that, then I had gone to like a park here or there and just like was not confident jumping on a fucking rail and trying to grind that shit, you know, just thinking I was gonna like bust my ass. And you know, at that time maybe I would have, but knowing what I know now, I don't think I would have. Like, I would have just at that time maybe I wouldn't have, because I don't know, this is gonna sound gay, and I don't mean it in a gay way, but it's gonna sound gay, but like, I'm open to more shit now. So I'm open to, I used to like not want to make any, this is what it was. So I didn't think that you should make more male friends when you're a male as you got older. Like, I used to be against that shit. I used to think that shit was like weird. Like, I thought that shit was like, I don't know. And it's maybe because, you know, when I was getting kicked out of the Navy, it was all my like people who I thought, you know, my quote unquote friends in the Navy who fucking told on me. And, you know, obviously not everybody that I'm cool with now. Like, if I still talk to you now, you know, then if you did me wrong, you don't have any mode of communication with me. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I'm not talking about y'all for, you know what I mean? But, so I started going to a new skate park called Dickies after I started practicing over at a skate park called Chisholm Trail. And with skating, low key, the more you do it, the more you'll get better and just being confident in jumping on the fucking rail. It's like, it's your skates will catch on. So I started going to Dickies, and then I met some bladers up there one day, and you don't really see a lot of people that skate. And like, two of the dudes in there were black dudes, and you damn sure don't meet a lot of fucking black people that do like that rollerblade, you know. And these motherfuckers were tearing up the fucking rail. They were killing that shit. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? And really, as soon as they saw me, they're like, yo, you know, not just the two black dudes, but all the white dudes that was with them, you know. It was like, took me in like fucking family, you know, for the day. And you know, after that we went out on our separate ways. You know, I didn't get anybody's number. Part of me was still, you know, it's kind of weird to get a dude's number when you meet him to go hang out some more. You know, let bygones be bygones. Anyways, I started going back up there. Honestly, I've probably been going back up there for the past 2 weeks now, like in a fucking row. And ran into some of the guys again. Ended up getting one of the guys, you know, number, just because, you know, old shit, like, we're always around, you know, might as well pause, no homo. And low-key, since then, they've taken a nigga in, like, family. And, you know, it's black people in the group, it's white people in the group, Mexicans, it's, like, Asians. It's all types of fucking shit. Like, it's been fucking amazing. This past Saturday, or this past Sunday, after I was staring at the moon listening to Pink Floyd, we all went to this sea ledge downtown, and couldn't find fucking, well, we ended up getting kicked out by security, so then we went to these rails over by where I used to go watch Western Hills football games, Farrington. So we went to go hit rails at Farrington. I'm not confident at all skating rails. That's a whole nother beast in its own than fucking jumping on a fucking, like, ledge and grinding. But anyways, just got done today and just went and did a practice session with the homie who's been keeping me up to date on where this shit is. So fucking cool. Like, think about what I just said. We went to, like, a professional building downtown. Me and a group of, I think it was about 7-9 fucking grown fucking men, fucking retards on rollerblades, jumping on a fucking a sea ledge. It's you know, it sounds exactly what it's like. It's fucking a ledge in the shape of a sea, and, you know, went there. Allegedly, there might have been a little bit of weed smoke in the air, and then, you know, security may or may not have came in and actually very politely told us to leave. He was like, yo, I don't care. He hit you with the, hey, it's not me, it's the higher ups. It was probably him, but that's a way to handle that. You blame it on somebody else and people will generally, you know, everybody, all right, you know. So he handled it very well. But think about what I just said. Since a fucking kid, I wanted to be Otto Rocket in Twister, from Rocket Power. And now, as a fucking 32? As a 32-year-old fucking man, I am living that shit out. It has been fucking, I don't know. I feel like that is, like, in a weird way, like a, kind of like a God or the universe, which I believe is God. Yeah, I think the universe, if, I don't know, that may be if space is alive, but God, the creator being, whatever it is, I believe that him putting that crew in front of me and then going, you know, just, you know, yeah, me taking the initiative and just going to the skate park in general to try to get better, which at first I was just trying to do on my own. And then meeting these dudes again, and then, you know, getting the number, and then it's like been hanging out with these dudes, damn near skated with them every day last fucking week, you know, when you do something for some fucking hours with, you know, in the fucking hot sun, yeah, you start getting to know people. It's fucking crazy. I never thought, and that's the same thing with Blaze. You know, he was a dude who I met working at the old real estate company I was working with. You know, I met him there. I saw the dude was a hustler. He's super fucking young, you know, like 22 or 23 or some shit like that. But shit, he asked for knowledge, he gives me knowledge. Like, this, like, dude's a fucking hustler. And you know, and I consider him a good friend now. And yeah, it was just weird for, like, the longest time. I locked myself into my friend group, and I have in the my OG friends, you know, like, they're not even my friends, they're my fucking brothers, they know who they are. It's not a knock against them, it's really a knock against myself, to where, like, I was so guarded. But yeah, you know, going and doing half autistic shit at the skate park with a fucking, like, with a bunch of group of men who were, like, were willing to teach me. Today I fucking skated and felt great. I was hitting fucking porn stars. I was hitting fucking soul grinds perfect. Shit, I even hit a fucking, I hit a front side royale, hit a little bit of a fucking UFO. And yeah, it's been fucking awesome. Low key, I don't know no other way to describe it. And I feel like I can do that shit. Like, I could skate every fucking day. And that's what I have been doing. I have been skating every fucking day. And I feel like a fucking kid again. But as opposed to when I was a kid, when I wasn't really that fucking good because I didn't even have the right pair of skates, I am fucking good now. And bro, you, oh my God, the feeling you get whenever you lock on to your fucking grind and you slide like, and that's your Michael Jackson moment. You know what I mean? That shit feels, I come a little bit in my pants. That's how good it fucking feels. That's how good it fucking, and let me tell you, I've met some baddies at the skate park. Notably this last time that I was there, you know, just practicing my soul grind and practicing my Mizu, which I am now like super fucking confident in and can pretty much hit that, with fucking speed now. Bad, this why she was bad. I guess she went to TCU or something, was in college. She was bad. We had locked eyes a couple of times, and I guess right before she wanted to leave, she came and skated by me, and I was just like, you know, offered to record her doing the snake she was doing, and didn't try to get her number. Maybe if I ever see her again, but that's what's so cool. Like, it's like you'll meet people at the skate park. It's fucking weird. But yeah. Or maybe I was, you know, making something out that wasn't really there. But, you know, we exchanged names, pleasantries, and shit like that. And, yeah, if I ever see her again, then maybe. But if not, if fucking not. Same thing that I thought with, you know, it's, I think I've said this. I may have said it at, like, one, like maybe the beginning of the year when I said my, you know, the resolution wasn't my New Year's resolution. It was just to, you know, be open to shit. And I think now it's, I don't know, I feel like it's paying off, and it's paying off because, you know, I'm obviously at least adhering to it, to whereas now I'm not like as like, I don't know, I legit feel like I'm a kid again, to where like, where life didn't fucking not suck, but where I as a kid is when I really started to like, by the time I was in like fourth or fifth grade, I was full cynical. Like I just gone through my fair share of shit. And so I had a very cynical outlook, and started to get, you know, a little bit more guarded. And, you know, it's, you can kind of turn that on and off, in middle school, you know, or, you know, through like your school days. But even then, you know, by the time I had middle school, like I had my friends locked in place, like, couple of them fell off, but there was the core group that stayed together. And I don't want to know why the fuck I even am saying that way, but I feel like I'm a fucking kid again with I don't know, with, I don't want to say joy in my heart, because it sounds like I don't, and I obviously I have kids, so I have tremendous amounts of joy in my fucking heart. I think that, I don't even think I ever finished up what I was saying. That's what I feel like. I think, you know, God was giving me a kind of like a, you know, like an attaboy, like, hey man, like, you know, you lost your kids. You're not that I lost them, you know, they're still fucking here. You know, their presence isn't anywhere as near to me as it once was. You know, it's literally 5.5 hours away from me. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that was a, you know, like a pick me up, like an attaboy, like, hey man, like, I don't know. Like, you didn't let that shit destroy you. Like, that used to be my worst fear, and having gone through it and still going through it, like, it's crazy. 'Cause I guess the fear is the unknown, but once you know it, like, you just like, I don't know, part of you just accepts that it is what it is right now, and you can only be, I don't know, like, you can only be a better you, as gay as it fucking sounds. And yeah, and I feel like, you know, the skate crew was like a sign from, like, I don't know, from God. And it was like, yo, here you go. You know, like, and again, these dudes have taken me in like fucking family. They've taught me so much fucking shit. I feel fucking amazing. I hit a fucking porn star today. Like, I'm able to switch up now. It's fucking... It hit a fucking Royale. Hit almost a little bit of a Favre. Yeah, I fucking... It's fucking amazing. Life has been good. I'm super thankful for it. And, yeah, just... Don't let them trick you with this shit. And get some good people around you that... That you can trust. And, yeah, that'll treat you how you would want to be treated. You know, they would, they literally, it's almost the embodiment of that. Treat others how you want to treat yourself, man. Yeah, it's been fucking amazing.